Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday.
Oh, man. That song right there. To be back in Del Mar, California, 18. All sunburnt on the beat. All ripped, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean ripped,
I mean wasted.
Oh.
Not ripped like in the gym.
Oh, I thought you meant ripped like in the gym. I was picturing
No. Just all wasted and listening to Van Halen in the sunshine in the summer. Oh, God. Good days. Didn't last long. I got thrown out of there.
Well, you know.
But it was fun while it lasted.
You can do it to yourself, right?
Good times. Well, I'm a loud dude.
Yeah. And happens. Now you got loud kids. I mean, it's... Although, the older kid's not that loud, right? The picture your wife put up yesterday of Hulk Baby is just, like, there are no words for it. She's
I don't
like
know which
this.
One you're talking about.
It's, look at her Instagram real quick. It's
there are a lot of things were happening in my house yesterday. It
she's
was a
like,
crazy day.
She looks like she's about to explode into your face. She's, like, smiling, but also snarling. Like, uncontainable.
You know what that was? So, weirdly... I had a weird reaction. So I did my little side piece on Alt-105.3 last night, but of course I couldn't go into town to record that. So we did it, you know, from home. It went fine. It was, you know, we had some audio troubles. And when I say we, I mean me. I had some audio troubles, but, you know, I was able to get it to be good enough. And actually with Bryn's help, I'm sure he fixed whatever I... screwed up. I don't know how bad it was or what you did, but anyway, it was workable. It was fine. I sent it in. The guys at Alt-105 actually were really cool too, so the whole thing was fine. But when it came time, I don't know, 6, I was playing guitar to 7. The missus comes around the corner with radio.com on her phone and Alt-105 on playing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing?
She's like, listen to your show, fool.
Well, we need ratings. What are you, crazy? We got to listen to this. Put that on your computer, too. And I'm like, I don't think... And she's looking at me like, don't be a duh. Put that on.
Put it on.
And I didn't want to... I just went, all right. So I put it on.
Suck my kiss.
That was us sitting around in my little guitar room or my little practice room just listening to the show. And that's Hulk Baby sort of...
She's rocking out, obviously. She's obviously into the heavier stuff. You got a little metal head on your hands. That's great
so
news.
Weird.
It's what you want, you know? I mean, you want a kid who's going to, you know, listen to Rancid with you.
I sure do, and she does. So, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, she's
anyway,
going to reject
so...
Justin Bieber out of just... Bieber, please.
Right now, that kid is attached to me in ways I'm... I mean, I know that they... are drawn to their parents, but there's no question that the second one is
yours.
Right now, it's daddy's girl.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll change, but at the moment, she follows me everywhere I go.
Oh, that's nice.
Everywhere.
Like, into the bathroom?
Yes. Like, she'll stand outside the door and scream. It sucks. Like, come on, man.
That's so relaxing.
Just let me go pee, would you?
Or whatever, you know? Just let me be behind a closed door for 1 minute.
Right.
Please.
So anyway, we had fun with it though, and it went well, and it's all good. Thanks, Bryn. I really appreciate your help.
Oh, of course. Wasn't a problem. I mean, it takes 5 minutes of my time, max.
Right. That's... But when I looked at, this is the thing. This is what's kind of silly about the show. Between, so it's a 1 hour radio show on Alt 105 that I did, which is something I've been doing since I was 19. So it's no big deal, except that it involved our big boss, Jane,
right.
Bryn, Patrick,
everyone.
Dallas. Like, there were six people involved in this 1 hour segment.
Well,
by
got
the
your
time
consultants, your engineers, the bosses. Sure. Listen, you know, nothing's easy, Vinny. You know that. You've been in radio long enough to know nothing is easy.
I know, but
everybody's got to put their little fingers in the pot.
I was just like, you know, I'm feeling slightly guilty that I can't just knock out this 1 hour, four segments at a minute each, real quick, by myself. Instead, I've got a chain of emails and people dropping what they're doing to help me. Stupid.
Well, it's important, you know, and it's good that your wife had the right idea to listen to it.
Right. No, and it was fun. It went well.
What was your
so if you
song
listened,
you
by the way, thank you very much, everyone, who if you tuned in. I got I got notes from, you know, it's so weird. We do this show every day.
Yeah.
You and me. I mean, that's my side piece. It's my little thing. It's not the main thing. I got notes from San Diego, Oregon, all over the Bay Area. Hey, we're listening. I'm like, what? I'm
that's
on
great.
Day. What is with you people?
It's so great. No, look, I love it. I think it's really, it's totally an outlet for you too. I mean, you're so into, like, you know, me and Bryn have a private cackle over the music that we, you know, all the new music on Fridays. I look through, I'm like, oh, Vinny's going to love that one. And, you know, sometimes we'll pull like some metal thing or like just get something in there that Vinny will halfway enjoy.
She like, goes, do you like it? I go, I think it sucks, but he might like it.
Yeah. No, I think that's terrible, but let's put that in there because I think Vinny will like that.
It's possible.
You know, you're a music guy. I think it's perfect.
Well,
it's a perfect fit.
I mean, I actually think you're a music girl. I know you stopped liking, you know, other music in the 80s or whatever after the 80s, but.
Occasionally something makes it through my radar and, you know. I can't fend it off any longer, and I'll, you know, sit and listen to Billie Eilish, which I love. Me and Bryn have a whole private thing going on about that, too.
It's what's not, the private thing?
It's not exciting.
It's
just
our obsession with her, really.
Yeah, we're obsessed. But it's, you know, you have a pretty, I mean, you're everything from country to the heaviest of screamo, so.
I do like a lot of different music,
Yeah,
I do.
I'm very narrow and I'm very picky about music, you know.
Well, I'm picky too. You could play a metal song for me, and if I hear the word love come out of anywhere in that mix, it's the singer's ruined the song for me.
Well, that's why I'm surprised you're so into country.
Well, that's a different thing. It's a different mood. It's a different setting. I don't want to hear.
I love you so much.
Yeah.
You are the best. I would do anything for you.
That's my new hit song, by the way. I'm writing songs for Vinny now.
You nailed
love,
it
love,
exactly.
Love, love. Heart, that's heart, 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 heart.
I want to. That's just two moods don't collide for me. They don't mix. It doesn't work.
I want to lay you down up by the bank of the river. Make sweet love to your body that is also dead.
How's that? That's pretty good.
Wow, that is.
He kills her first and then, yeah.
Anyway, thank you.
I just hurt my throat. I got to go.
No, you don't get to go. We're just starting. We've got a long day ahead. We still have our Ask Me Anything to do right after the show.
I can't wait for that. No, there's no we. I'm going to sit back and watch that.
Oh, come on.
That's going to be the highlight of my day.
I thought the digital department changed it and made it both of us.
No, that's in 2 weeks.
Let me check on that.
I feel like people will be out of questions for us by then, you know?
Yeah, it's surprising that we're going one, then both.
I know.
When it should go one,
spoil
then
it.
Nicole,
and then us never again. Never again. Right.
Then
we're
Bryn,
done. Yeah, Lucy. Then Bryn, then Nicole.
Then Jane.
I think Jane, hell yeah.
What the F? Jane is so funny. Jane and that freaking filter that she's causing, she puts on this filter on everything she posts. And it just, she's just a pair of floating eyeballs.
I know. Wipes her nose right off her face. It's,
she has no nose. I'm not even sure. I haven't seen her in so long. I'm not even sure she had a nose when we knew her. Like, it's that and, like, the black lipstick. Once in a while, you can see her mouth. But she did this funniest goddamn thing yesterday about her hat that she was looking for 15 minutes. Like, she's all, and then I realized I had it on the whole time. Found it. It's Jane. But she's fascinating. Like, I have a million questions.
Well, yeah,
Jane.
That's the one. She is the home run right. on the Ask Me Anything. We've told you all the stuff.
Yeah, we tell you too. People are like, I've had enough of that.
Stop telling me. Right. But Jane, she's the
breakfast.
One. And she's not unfriendly. She's the nicest person, but she's cagey. She's just not an open book the way we are. And that's probably
And she did
most
mornings
people.
Too. She did mornings, but clearly she didn't have a partner who was like, oh, there are no secrets. So
Right. So you know, anyway, I would
I
love
feel like
to
it's
hear
our job.
Her do it. Right. And we can just lie in the weeds and feed questions to people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll just, you know, I would be willing to make up 12 to 15 new personas on Instagram just to, you
just
know,
to get the just questions,
to send the questions
in, right?
In. Sure.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. When is that, Bryn? Do you have the schedule for the Ask Me Anything?
Yeah. When is Jane's Ask Me Anything? And shouldn't it really be before the Sarah and Vinny Ask Me Anything?
It's not scheduled yet. Let me check on that.
Let's schedule it for 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
I'll do one next week, and we'll put Jane on the week after that. I insist.
Well, yours is
Perfect.
Scheduled. Yeah, so,
I insist on that. Yeah, mine's scheduled. Right. Next week, I'll do it. But then the week after that, we need to mix it up.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
Right. I think. Exactly right.
Yeah. All right. You know. Time for Jane. I got a bunch of questions for Jane.
Oh, do I? I do, too. Yeah. Anyway, so it is Friday, as you stated. What was what's on your agenda? Anything big? You gonna rip it up tonight or
no?
Is tonight when you sing for Corey's
No,
thing?
No. That's like in May or something. That's coming up.
Crap. I'm sure we'll so far away.
John, it's not that far. It's closer than you think. No, I'm gonna tonight. No, I'm sure my friends will try to talk me into one of these house party things. Which end up being fun, you know? I'm such a bitch about stuff. Like, every other week, I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Because I feel bad. You know, you blow your friends off enough times, and you're just like, oh, God. You know, it's not you guys. It's house party. Just no thanks. So I'll go get on a house party with them probably, you know, have two beers and be asleep at 8:30. It's ridiculous.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. But you should keep up with your friends. That's,
I still text them and stuff.
I'm always impressed at how well certain people do with sort of managing a lot of relationships. I like it. It's good.
I have friends who like I just know, especially this one friend. It wouldn't matter if I moved to like, you know, Kilimanjaro. I can't even think of a place that I could move to where she Saturn. She would find a way. I don't know why that popped
up. You mean to the top of a big mountain?
Yes. I could, right, with no internet service. She'd find a way. She'd find a way to, you know, to be, she's just really, she's even said it. She's like, you know, we'll never be out of touch. Like, I'm really good at corresponding with friends. I'm like, oh my God.
No, that's great.
I hope we never have a falling out because I will not want to be in touch.
Christina manages a lot of friendships too. And I give her credit for it. It's great.
There are some managers and I think they're the ones that keep the friend groups together and good for them because honestly, house party, I'd be like, no, but you know, she bothers me every week with it. And I'm like, all right for you.
I was just telling you. So for example, I have friends, you know, I grew up in Orange County. I lived in San Diego for 10 years. I've only spent a few minutes in Philly, but then, you know, the Bay Area all over the place and a little bit of Oregon too. So I had people reaching out from. You hear an alarm?
I do.
Oh, it's hold on. It's the clock radio. My kids set that off.
Oh, Jesus. Like I hear one. Thank God. I always feel like there's going to be some mystery noise that I'm not going to be able to squelch.
So sorry. That was
quite all right.
It's a reachable clock.
Listen, man, we're live and we're at our houses. Like, don't worry about it.
Well, anyway, it was neat that someone I know from San Diego reached out last night. And as I was saying, I'm listening to or I do a radio every day. But it was just cool to get support from someone that I didn't even ask to do it. And he's writing like, yeah, I'm listening, dude. Right on. And I thought, that is rad that I didn't have to cue him.
Yeah.
You know? Way to go, Fells. Thank you.
Well, it's nice, and it just it shows you the reach of radio as a medium these days. Like, between the internet and radio.com, and, you know, it's like, I really feel like I went live the other day.
On Insta?
On Insta, yeah. I did an Insta live. And just, you know, boring, driving around, looking at stuff. There was somebody from India on there. There were people from 12 different states. Because, you know, people will tell you where they're, if you say one person where they're in from, then everybody starts telling you. Like, I'm like, is there anyone from the Bay Area here? Because it seems pretty far flung. But we're all just sitting at home right now, waiting for someone to go live. I'm like, is somebody going to do this? Come on. So I think that I don't think it's surprising at all that you had people from all over the place writing into you. And, you know, you posted about it. We all posted about it. Like, we were well aware.
Right. It's just cool to, you know, you build friendships, and if you don't manage them, it is cool that those are strong enough to withstand the time separation.
Right.
And it's cool when you have someone show up and support that you weren't
expecting.
That you didn't ask to, that just did it because they were like, yeah, I'm going to support my boy. It was cool. It's nice.
It is. It's really cool. It's neat. On the downside, no syndication money for us ever, but, you know.
No, and that's
fine.
It's nice
that people can listen everywhere.
I think that I had that in my head as a younger man, and now I think anything that came up that was too much, I wouldn't even want anyway. I'd be like, I don't want that.
Boy, that sounds like a lot of work.
I don't need that in my life now.
Although, I will say, I certainly have time for it right now. There's
you
no
may.
Question. Yeah, that's right. But you would want a little extra work. I mean, it would be...
Oh, right.
It would push your Hulk baby time back a little bit. It's nice that you guys are bonding, though. You know,
no,
she's definitely
it is good.
Made in your image. There's no question about that. That kid, I saw the look on her face and I went... It's little Vinny.
Yeah.
Like, just the look of devious happiness on her face. Like, oh my God. That kid. Whoa.
Yeah, I didn't look closely enough at that picture, but that's a look I see often, so I guess I wasn't surprised.
Like, I'm gonna make you do something you don't want to do. Here it comes. Whoa. Great.
Right.
All right.
Whatever.
So we'll take a break now. We are going to talk about Survivor. So if you had, you know, thoughts on that. Actually, so is someone monitoring the text during this? Like, if someone's got something they want to mention during the text, I figured, you know.
I can pull them up, sure.
Yeah, we don't really usually do that. You know, we just sit and chat amongst ourselves. And we probably will continue to do it that way. But, you know, if somebody's got a good point. I like, you know, if we're making everybody wait until Friday at 6 a.m., why not open it up? 800-400-3697. I do have Maria from Napa's thoughts, which are always quite similar to mine. She always reminds me of all the things that I'm like, oh, yeah, that. So we'll talk Survivor. And we'll see what else has happened. I do have some celebrity stuff. There's some really cool, that all-in challenge. That thing's pretty cool. It turns out, Vinny, mostly... That is one of those things where you pay $10 to enter. So it's not necessary. There are highest bidder things on that site, but mostly it's these
the celebrity experiences you're talking about.
And there's some really, like, all of a sudden every celebrity answered the challenge and there's some really cool ones. So we'll talk about that a little bit today too.
Okay, good.
A chance. All right, KLSE HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.